Hello and welcome to Nextbox Gamer Radio, or as we called it a few other times, Nextbox Regular Radio. Or, well, actually, I just called it that now. Nextbox Gamer Radio. Yes, that's right. Gamer Radio. Anyways, our website is www.nextbox.co.nr. You can email either one of us if you want one of your topics or emails to be read on the radio show. Anyways, the first thing I'd like to talk about today is a little thing, I was in a car the other day, and, there's this guy beside me listening to Sum 41, and, he was drinking a coffee, smoking a cigarette, and driving, and, singing Sum 41. And talking on a cell phone. I thought that was pretty impossible, talking on a cell phone and singing, but I guess it is possible. Anyways, I think society now should have a third arm in evolution. If evolution is true, I don't know. It might be, but maybe in the future we'll have, a third arm, because there was this one girl, 20-something, and she was talking to her cell phone, and one of these crazy kids want to be cool talking on their cell phone, not paying attention to the road, actually, because they're supposed to be driving. Like, half these kids nowadays want to be, they want to drive, but yet they don't actually focus on driving, if you know what I mean. This 20-year-old girl was driving, not paying attention, talking on her cell phone to, like, I don't know who she was talking to, but she crashed into a cell phone store. How ironic. Anyways, the point is that when you're driving, pay attention to the road, and don't drink or drive or anything stupid like that. Another thing I actually found out when I was watching reviews on the Runt and Electronic Playground, two shows I love a lot about gaming. There was a thing about a commercial I actually liked that wasn't for Xbox, because I always talk to UT Crazy about how I hate PS2 commercials. GameCube commercials haven't gotten a lot better, but they're still meh. They're like meh, if you know what I'm saying. I saw a PS2 commercial, which was about, the thing was for Jack 3. I've never actually played the game. Well, sort of. I played it at a Toys R Us store, actually, one day, and it was pretty fun. I played that and Ratchet and Clank, and I have to say Jack 3 wins over Ratchet and Clank for many reasons. Anyways, but I wouldn't know because I have an Xbox and, I'm sorry about the volume of, this, show. Hopefully, UT Crazy, while he's editing it, he can, make it go louder and stuff, because I'm talking quiet some parts, and then other parts I'm talking really loudly. So hopefully he can edit that. A commercial, and it was like, he's like, oh, finally the war is over, because I guess there's a war in Jack and Daxter, and, he was like, oh, finally the war is over, so we can, but I have to tell you one thing. This is, I guess, Daxter talking, the little, like, ferret guy. He said, I am your father, and then, Jack goes, no, you're not. You're not my father. And he goes, no, really, Jack, you should listen to me. Me and your mother, before you were born, obviously. And then it just started, it made me laugh, a little chuckle. Anyways, the point is, not a lot of commercials can do that. I love commercials. There was a show on TV that was called The Funniest Youth Commercials You Have Seen or Haven't Seen. And that, I really looked forward to that, because, it was just really a funny show, but now they took that off air for some odd reason. I guess it wasn't getting enough viewers, but they had my vote, I had, and then another, me and my friend, while we were watching, reviews on the run, we noticed something about this one commercial. It kept talking. It was there's 50 commercials for that Sabreeze air something or other. I forget what it's called, but it's something like that. So it's sort of weird. There's one where they're like, there's many guys in the sea. You can find another one. And then girl's like, it looks like she's crying, but ends up she's not. She's sniffing the pillow because it smells so good. And the one guy counting to 1,000 because the pillow smells so good. Sort of a weird commercial. Another commercial I see is that Old Navy commercial where those people keep stalking people and singing them songs about getting Christmas presents at Old Navy. So one thing I'd like to talk about before I continue this commercial talk is a lot of people are finding our show boring, and I'm trying to lighten it up with, because I love video games and so does a regular gamer. So I want to talk about other topics. Hopefully we get another radio guest. I actually have UT Crazy has done a few shows without me, and I was sort of sad about that. But anyways, he has, and because the studio was at his house, so the studio, I made my own studio, so right now I'm in my recording studio, so this radio, it's the first time in the studio, so it might not sound the best, for the noise. There might be music in the background, I'm not sure. I'm listening to, some Rage Against the Machine in the background of my, recording studio, just to lighten up. I'm also on MSN, so, but usually the music bumps up that little annoying sound. So that's, I always thought on this one channel did something interesting. For example, it was, YTV it's called, and they always did something interesting. They made the characters say, so they're like, so you want a cookie? And then they make one of the characters show a little clip from one of the shows. So, yes. And I always thought that was interesting. Now, there's another channel called Family Channel. And that has, little guys, they, get the people to say it. But I don't consider the family people, real stars. Say, if I saw Raven, at the mall, I'd be like, oh, I know that person, but, boy, I wouldn't ask for an autograph or anything. No offense to those, I forget what it's called, something's about Raven or something like that. I don't know. It's some show with a psychic kick. Anyways, I don't watch it. Just know it has a girl named Raven in it. But I don't even know why she doesn't go by her last name. It's just Raven. Everyone's always Hillary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, some famous other people. I don't know. Brian Adams, maybe some of you know him. Jimi Hendrix, maybe some of you know him. But no, she just goes by Raven, and I don't understand why all these singers and actors now need to sing and act. They're making enough money doing one. They should only do one. They, I don't know, just sing or act. It's not, a big deal. I don't understand why TV shows are becoming movies all of a sudden. The Simpsons, the movies, rumors, and Family Guy, the movie. They have SpongeBob, the movie, which I don't plan to see. Maybe I'll see it on DVD. I don't know. SpongeBob I liked for a while, and then I sort of don't really like it anymore. So hopefully, the movie's better than the show than to me right now. It's sort of weird. Anyway, so I'm saying the poor condition because I think this is going to be a really poorly done radio thing because it'll sound like I'm spitting into the mic or too far away from the mic or too close. I don't know exactly. But, so commercials are sort of gone out of hand. There's some really good commercials. Some really bad commercials. Some commercials are a person holding up an ice cube and they're like, when will this winter end, and then they drop the ice cube, and then the ice cube breaks, and it's ends up being a commercial for I don't know, a food company or something. And I'm like, oh, what does that have to do with it? But and then some are really funny. I can't name an example, that Jack and Dexter one. So, and then, but in the Fox Box, that, anyways, my little thing about family and YTV, the Fox Box on Fox, which is Saturday cartoons on, Saturday morning cartoons on Fox, is, they make, actually, they get the people to write the script out, and I think that's pretty good, that the people actually do that, it's pretty cool. Anyways, the point is, I love, like, I used to hate commercials, and now I like watching commercials. I like to see what people actually do. That might actually be an interesting job, like creating commercials for companies and stuff. But a lot of these people don't even know how to make commercials anymore. So I love seeing commercials that I actually like and actually sell the product. Some do, like the one day I was like, actually the one year, no, not the year, about a month I was like, hungry for a Whopper, and as soon as they, like, it's like they knew I was hungry for a Whopper, and they kept putting these commercials on for a Burger King Whopper, so eventually I went out the one day, and I'm like, I'll have a Whopper, and it got ruined. I know I have a Mr. Sub craving for some reason. Anyways, I usually have a craving for one food, and I'm not going to go out constantly to eat takeout, so, yeah, some people do, but, and some people have, the commercials have too much effect over them, like, they'll be, sitting there, and then as soon as the commercial's on, they feel like they have to buy that thing just because they saw the commercial, which I don't think is right. I think, those people should, because most of these things are overpriced. Like, I was watching this one thing for a stupid little ring that you put on, and they're like, oh, it makes you heal and, it, like, makes you feel success. We won't tell you what the secret is, but look at this guy. He's weight champion, and this guy won an Olympic race. I'm like, boy, it just sounds like a coincidence to me. But I don't know. Maybe it does something special, but I highly, highly, highly. So anyways, that's my little talk about commercials. Sort of interesting. Well, to me it is, anyways, but I don't find it is for others. It's sort of strange. I don't know, I just go on little things I think about in class. I really should be paying attention to what happens in class. But, I mean, like, I should actually pay attention, I don't know, I just start thinking about stuff. Like, the one day I was thinking about, oh, I have there's this food item I smelt, but I was wondering what it was. And I was, like, thinking about that the whole day, because if I get something like that in my mind, it starts really starting to bug me, quite badly, so I was, thinking about this food, like, the whole time. I want to talk about, now, a hobby, I wanted to do something, imagine this, that doesn't involve video games, TV, or computer, which is basically what I live on. I want to do something else. So I came up with this hobby that most of my friends are into. It's called Warhammer. And I was looking around, and I decided to get, there's Warhammer, which is like medieval-ish. Then there's Warhammer 40,000, which is futuristic. Then there's Warhammer 40,000, which is futuristic. And then there's Warhammer, did I say futuristic? I don't know. But then there's Warhammer, sort of like Lord of the Rings, where you have orcs. And that's what I got, because I got, like, it was, like, I don't know, $15 cheaper. So I got Lord of the Rings. I might go with regular Warhammer and Warhammer 40,000, whatever I feel like. I sort of like Mech Warriors, too. Those are sort of cool. But anyways, Warhammer, they're the little models, and you glue them together, and then you paint them whatever color you want. Like, me and my friend were just talking about how they tell you to paint a special color of them, but we actually don't do that. We just paint whatever we feel like. Like, I just got done gluing 4, like, right before the show. Anyway, so, and then after all, you're done all that, you can battle. Which, battling's sort of difficult, per se. My friend was saying how he saw someone using the Lord of the Rings, or was it Warhammer, I forget, in the library at their school, and they were playing on, and it was pretty cool. They had their map drawn out, and, they were battling each other, elves. I think it was elves versus, like, chaos or something. It was pretty cool. Anyway, so you basically paint these guys and battle with them, and you have a lot of fun with them. You, I don't know. I guess you could, there's a lot of phases. Like, Warhammer has never died. There's, like, been phases like Pokemon and, Digimon and, Yu-Gi-Oh! And, Beyblades. Oh, Beyblades I was really into. No one could defeat mine, of course. Everyone was too afraid to fight mine. I actually joined a little, like, clan, guild, Beyblade thing, and I was, like, the one of the champions. I, like, was at least the top three players in that little clan thing. So, that's what, we did, so I could, kill a lot of people, in that. Oh, yeah, and Crazy Bones, that was it. But you could, steal a lot of people's Crazy Bones and Pogs. I remember those. Those were, like, the first. I remember the little craze, Pogs. I found, like, 100 a year, I swear. 100 on the ground. That was, like, my whole Pog collection. Finding Pogs on the ground. That was my Pog collection. Another thing I'd like to talk about is old games. My brother just recently purchased a game called Mad Dash. And I remember, it seemed like a long time ago. I have so much good memories about video. I have, my one memory is playing Sims 1, believe it or not. My other is, playing Sim Tower. N64, playing that with my buddy, some Donkey Kong 64. And a little bit of James Bond GoldenEye. After watching it, James Bond GoldenEye. Another thing is, anyways. But right when I got my Xbox, I got to play a whole pile of old Xbox games, such as Jet Set Radio, Kung Fu Chaos, Fusion Frenzy, Legend of Dragoon, Mad Dash, many games. Anyways, a lot of these people find, take these games for granted. For example, a few people, take Legend of Dragoon, like, they're like, oh, Legend of Dragoon was so hard. But it was fun. Legend of Dragoon was fun. Mad Dash is, I'll just talk about Legend of Dragoon. Well, maybe it was called, it was like, I forget what it was called, or something. Oh, Panzer Dragoon, not Legend of Dragoon. That's another old memory game. Panzer Dragoon, you'd go around on this, I don't know if it was past, I think it was future. You'd go around and you'd shoot all these different guys down. The enemies were hard, like Ninja Gaiden hard. Yeah, so Ninja Gaiden guys are pretty hard. But a lot of people found it too difficult. Jet Set Radio, boy, that, I spent like a year on that game. As much as I spent on Knights of the Republic, I was addicted to that. You go around painting little graffiti on other signs, to mark your territory on, the street, because there's a bunch of you and your street gangs, and then there's a bunch of cops trying to, like, push you around, and then the government, and then he turns into a robot, and a lot of conspiracy is going on. You have to uncover it all, find what's going on in Tokyo. Kung Fu Chaos is like this comedy. You're making like a Japanese movie. It's really phony. Like, you can see the wires on your guys when they're flying, and like a giant like Godzilla monster. You see the zipper on it. A funny comedy fighting kung fu game. Fusion Frenzy is like sort of like a Mario party game, good party game. Don't play alone, but good party game. Anyway, so, yeah, people take old games for, they underestimate the power of a good old game. Like, really, you can't, and old games are cheap and they're fun. You can't say, I can say there's a few old games that are bad, but most of the Xbox old games are good. Morrowind, for instance, they're is amazing, well, not amazing for me, but it's a really well-made game, old for Xbox. Halo 1, look at that game. And the scary thing was, Xbox 2 is getting, like, ready very shortly, because, I was watching Electronic Playgrounds reviews on the run, whichever one has Buried Treasure, and an Xbox game was in Buried Treasure, and an Xbox game, they have, like, PS1 games and stuff, but now they're putting Xbox and PS2 games in there. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, a few games are becoming like Megazel. People are considering that an old game. Crimson Skies 1, Knights of the Republic 1. Everyone's considering those old games, but pretty new to me, like Knights of the Republic 1 and Crimson Skies. So they're not old to me. And a lot of these old games are awesome multiplayer games, which brings me to my next topic. Multiplayer online gaming. Mech Assault had the greatest time. Mech Assault online players are hardcore, let me tell you that. Not any of these Halo 2 are okay, like hardcore ones. Crimson Skies are okay too, but Mech Assault, you get nothing in there but hardcore guys that want you dead or wanting to play the game like how you play the game. They don't want to fool around or anything. So that's good. I love playing Mech Assault on Xbox Live. Even though I don't have Xbox Live, I hope to get it soon, but I doubt I will get it soon. Anyways, but my main topic by online gaming, I wanted to talk to you people about actually computer online gaming. We don't get in discussion a lot of computer games on this show. It's just system games, and we don't even go out like the Xbox boundary. But Warcraft 3, StarCraft, and Diablo are the games I go on online with. But mostly, I was going to say StarCraft, but I guess Warcraft 3, yeah. I love the... But there's... since WoW, World of Warcraft came out, no one's playing a battle anymore. It gets me sort of mad. Doesn't anyone play a good RTS anymore? I guess not. But anyways, so we were doing that, and so that sort of got me angry. They should have more online, like, come on, you guys can go. Anyway, so guys, come on, get back on Battle.net and start fighting. Another thing, why isn't StarCraft allow having teams? I want a StarCraft game where you can have teams and it has Warcraft 3 graphics. I'm not going to say those are the best graphics in the world, but they're good graphics. I'm not going to say they're bad graphics. I'm going to say they're on like more, and they're not mediocre, like moderate. I'm going to say they're more on the good side than the bad side for an RTS on the computer. Well, and I'll say an RPS peer, but guys, seriously, yeah, make that game for me, and then I'll be happy, but online games, yeah, so that's great, and they also talk about, I try not to talk about this too much, Halo 2. I'm going to just go through a quick, summary of my first day that I got Halo 2. I didn't get Halo 2 November 9th, unfortunately. I got through Future Shop and it got delivered to my door. I didn't have to wait in line for hours, but I didn't get it the first day, so I was sort of sad about that. And it was the doorbell, I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get Halo 2. And as soon as I said that, the doorbell rang, and the guy who was delivering it came there and he had Halo 2. And I was so excited, I like, fell down the stairs, running down to get it, and then my dad wouldn't let me open it because they overcharged me, so I was like all angry, and it was sitting right there, and I couldn't open it or play or anything. But but eventually I got to open it, and the video the opening video was awesome. I also found an easy way to use my dial-up, like UT Crazy kept calling me, and my friend was getting really angry. So eventually we just turned the dial up so people would stop calling. Yeah, so, and then it blew away my mind. Eventually, after I looked at it, I knew it was sort of disappointing per se, but yeah, I still don't regret buying it. I just thought it would be a lot better. Yeah, so my next topic I'd like to... Oh, yeah, I was talking about this one guy. N64 versus Nintendo GameCube. So, anyways, yeah, so I did... So, since I had dial-up, no one could call me, and I didn't have to get zero. Anyways, so N64. I remember playing N64 as, like, really little. And, GameCube, I think what they should do is nothing to GameCube... But what they really should have done is, they should have just, made an expansion to N64, because N64 was a great system, and they just had to mess it up by doing all that, weird stuff that they have to be stupid about. So what I'm saying is they really shouldn't, they should have just made it end with better graphics, which they did, but no, they couldn't continue on with it. They had to keep being stupid and do all that stuff. So they should have just made it so where there was a better graphic, but they didn't want to do that anymore. They just did that once, and then that's all they were willing to do. Anyways, the point is that GameCube just ruined Nintendo's, like really. GameCube is like the last. Their DS is doing really well, but look at their GameCube. Who wants a GameCube? Tell me that. Not many people. A lot of people want DS. In fact, I'm on MSN right now, and one person's name is I want a DS so badly. So that's pretty good. So what they should have done is just stuck with that, not doing any of this weird stuff. But no, didn't feel like doing that now, did they? But I don't know, I'm not here to judge them. Well, actually I am, that's my job, but anyways, another thing I'd like to talk about is horror games. There's not many out there. I had news that Suffering 2 was coming out, and Suffering was all about you were in a jail, and wrongly accused convicts would come and slaughter everyone, but so they're coming out with Suffering 2, which I think it happens in the city. Anyways, you were a guy named Tork, and there are three different outcomes. You were a monster, you were innocent, and you were like a guilty murderer. So that's going to be pretty. And then there's a few, like PS2 supposedly has like a lot of. Okay, I'm sorry about pausing, I'm just multitasking right now. They couldn't do a lot of stuff, it was good. It's the only bad thing about it is PS2-ish graphics. Didn't like that at all. But, it was sort of really stupid, I have to say, what they did, come on, seriously, you can't, expect, people to keep doing, what you, say, so, that PS2 has a lot of, horror games, Fatal Frame, Silent Hill. I'm glad Silent Hill 4, thought it was a pretty good game, didn't scare me like Suffering. Suffering's the only one that accomplished that. The Xbox has a game called The Thing, which was supposedly a bit scary. I'm not too sure about that though. But yeah, horror games, Fatal Frame, there's another one, I forget what it's called, but it's about you're like a witch, and it's back where they like burn witches, and you're a witch, and you have to investigate all this weird stuff. It sort of like almost reminds me of the storyline to it of Resident Evil. Resident Evil, there's another horror game for PS2s. Basically did that. I think it's about time to check out the Xbox news. Bum 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 bum. I'm noticing a lot of good games are coming out. Like, I'm looking through an Xbox magazine, and look, Mech Assault 2, not bad. Battlefront, I love that game. I love that game to death. Really, that was really fun. James Bond, Oddworld Stranger. Not a lot of people are talking about Oddworld, but I like to point that one out because, I don't know, it looks better than the regular Oddworlds. I don't like the regular, but this one looks good. Like, you're a bounty hunter, and I love bounty hunter games, except the Mace Griffin bounty hunter. I don't know who is Mace Griffin exactly, I don't know, but anyways, I did not like that. One of the news is, I don't know why game prices keep going up. Like, an average game, it used to be like $20, but now it's, 60, it was like 40, it keeps going up like 20, so I'm estimating the average price will be around 80 in the future. Here are some good things about Xbox I found out that happened, that improved Xbox's sake. Halo 2 is out, and a game called Commandos, an RTS, RTS stands for Real-Time Strategy Game, is coming out in... Anyways, Commandos goes, first-person shooter. What stinks is there's a game I was looking forward to called BC, a BC game was about, you were like a caveman, and you were living through a caveman's life. Well, BC, was suspended, they're not working, I'm guessing it's like the second year or the first year of Xbox 2 will come out. And the piracy, of course, acts getting worse and worse. Halo 2's getting pirated. I don't approve that at all, and you know how my feelings on piracy. Rumor has it, Halo 2 2.5 is coming out. It's like the director's cut, more multiplayer stuff, more weapons, the actual finale. So maybe there's not going to be Halo 3. I hope there's not, but I don't really want to buy Halo 2.5. That would just be stupid. There's a red Xbox coming out that's called Voodoo Vibe. Maybe something to do with Voodoo Vince. I don't know. Maybe a coincidence. So, a lot of stuff. Tony Hawk 2. I don't understand why people like that. Doom 3. Don't know. Dodgeball. I want to see that movie, but it sort of looks weird now, so I don't know. Halo 2 merchandise. So Halo 2 action figures. I see a Warthog and a... Civilian Warthog and the Brutes and Master Chief is a pretty good offer to get some Halo 2 merchandise. Not that we're being bribed or anything. Prince of Persia, never find what people liked about that, but people do anyway. A lot of good things coming out for Christmas, like Tony Hawk 2, maybe some people like skateboarding, NBA Live 2005, Tiger Woods, cordless controller, perfect gift. I want a cordless controller or GameFly gift certificate. That would be awesome too. I want a games, something GameFly. I just think Warhammer, as I said, Warhammer would make a perfect gift. I just think Lord of the Rings DVDs. Get them the box set or the Star Wars trilogy. Knights and well, get them the Star Wars trilogy. Get them Fable or Knights of the Republic. Some good old role playing games or X Men Legends along with that. Halo 2 merchandise, Halo 2, game, soundtrack, shirts, clothing, action figures, a few games like Burnout 3, Sims Herbs, the Music Mister, like the karaoke thing, those are always good, so Suffering, a lot of good games coming up, Suffering 2, Knights of the Republic 2, a lot of good games. I'm looking through my GoldenEye. That's a game I want. I got rid of my old James Bond game, and I want to get this game here. The actual bad guy, Dead or Alive. I want Dead or Alive 3. Dead or Alive 3 and Dead or Alive Ultimate are like the same thing to me. Sonic Mega Collection. Didn't hear of that one. And Blood Rain 2. I looked at that one. That's really a really 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 gory game. But oh well. I didn't really like it. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I hate that game so much. Godzilla. I've never tried that. Sims, they've disappointed me. Lord of the Rings Third Age, it's like a Knights of the Republic / Final Fantasy Lord of the Rings game. It might be something fun to check out. Tom Clancy Ghost Recon 2, I want that. It's on my list. Need for Speed Underground, I know UT Crazy wants that game. He's into those racing type games. Yeah. Barb's Tale. I don't know why people are going crazy about that. That's sort of stupid comedy RPG. Don't mix good. Well, guys, Fatal Frame. Anyway, so that's basically wraps up our show. Thanks for listening to Xbox Gamer Radio, Xbox Radio. I don't know, Radio-E or whatever you like to, whatever you like, Xbox Radio, but yeah, gonna be good. Anyways, so, laters, keep on gaming in the free world, so, bye, thanks for listening.